French line riders have just over 2 weeks before the entire line is shut down for a month. The state says the move is needed to make necessary repairs. MBTA General Manager Steve Poptak says it's a move that will pay off for riders in years to come.
We've heard them loud and clear that they want bold action to improve the MBTA at the pace they deserve. And we know that we can't wait. So part of this shutdown is about not waiting. It is about making the necessary improvements and making them now.
As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, T riders are losing patience right now after months of delays, diversions, and other problems aboard the trains.
Sung Ya Lee of Jamaica Plain uses the Orange Line every weekday to get to Logan Airport. The temporary closure announced yesterday throws a wrench into her morning routine.
So I'm just a little frustrated. I want to know what they're going to do about it. I know that they'll probably run the shuttle bus, but I would really want them to run it like more often, maybe like, you know, more extended hours also, because I don't want to miss my connections to other, like, you know, Blue Line or Silver Line.
The next Oak Road train arrives in 9 minutes.
MBTA officials plan to close the Orange Line for 30 days starting August 19th. They say it's the first time in the history of the T that an entire line will be shut down that long for improvements. Governor Charlie Baker says the closure will allow the T to do the work much more quickly and avoid having to halt trains on weekends and evenings over the next 5 years.
This means that delays in Orange Line service or an unplanned shuttle diversion due to a degraded track condition will be prevented thanks to completely repaired or replaced track that will be put in place during this shutdown.
Boston Mayor Michelle Wu called the Orange Line closure unprecedented and said there's not much time to plan for the diversion. But Wu said she hopes the work can make the line safer and avoid even more delays in the future.
I'm hopeful that doing this work thoroughly, doing it in one stretch, and getting it done now will mean that we are saving years of disruptions in the long run.
But many people riding the T yesterday were frustrated. Leslie Good of Jamaica Plain commutes to North Station on the Orange Line. She questions why the T work didn't happen early in the pandemic.
This subway sat empty for a year and a half during COVID. Perfect time for that, this to have happened. There was no one on the road. There was no one on the T. I think this is the perfect example of government is not here to fix our problems.
Good lives right across the street from the Orange Line and will see the impact every day. But she says the closure will be even worse for people who have to take a bus to the Orange Line and already face a longer commute. And she doesn't have much hope the delays will end anytime soon, not with the same people in charge of the T.
Only if we got some fresh blood in here. That would be my recommendation. And I don't mean some guy from Everett. I mean some guy from Queens or some guy from Seoul.
State transit leaders say they understand the frustration. Now they're making a bold bet that a month-long shutdown will avoid years of frustration in the future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.